The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you got to check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code POINTFORWARD. That's code POINTFORWARD for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you just bet $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restriction terms and responsible gaming resources.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to yet another episode of your favorite podcast, Point Forward.
This is Andre Iguodala.
This is Evan Turner.
We're trying to get to the true essence of not just basketball, but life, and that means something.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon.
I'm Andre Iguodala here with my main man, Evan Turner. A lot to talk about today. Before we start, please be sure to follow us on all platforms where you listen to your podcast at Point Forward. Same goes for our social media handles as well. Point Forward is sponsored by DraftKings. Stay tuned because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Point Forward.
As we jump into our DraftKings, second round has begun and the odds of who will come out in advance. But first things first, you got some interesting matchups. Who's your favorite as we get out the first round on both sides, East and West?
I think my favorite matchup got to be, everybody else is watching, the Timberwolves versus Denver Nuggets. I think our boy Black Trey had tweeted, Anthony Edwards plays basketball today. So he tweeted at Drake and Kendrick, like, yo, keep it. You know what I mean? Like, let's keep it low key until he's done playing and then take it from there. But I think that's the biggest matchup right now. Anytime you're looking at the defending champions and you look at a, you know, perennial all-star and arguably, you know, the league MVP, you know, right now they're down as we speak, down 0-1 at home and they're playing at night again. I feel as though we're trying to see, I want to see, you know, if this win, I feel if the, if the Timberwolves can win, I feel as though they might have a chance to win a championship.
Yo, they playing at a high level, man.
And if Porzingis doesn't come back with the Celtics,
and his
knee is messed up, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's tough, man. And Jaden McDaniels, this is the wild card. After Jaden McDaniels leaving that series versus KD, not saying locked him up, but, like, come on, bro, who else are you seeing along that way? And shout out to Tatum, but like that guy, that Jaden McDaniels KD matchup, I believe will get him prepped for everything else throughout the way.
Yeah, it just gave him the confidence that he needed, and he's playing with a higher confidence on the offensive end as well. He looks a lot different offensively. Like, he's attacking, you know, like when he's picking his spots. And I think they just have a really balanced unit. Everyone understands and embraces their role. I don't think people understand the importance of just embracing your role. And they had that across the board. Like, I think they finally settled in as who's their best player.
Yeah.
But then they've also settled in as, you know, we need other guys to step up and be themselves. So Kat is able to still be himself. But still, it's like there's no competition from within, it feels like. And I think Conley's doing a hell of a job. You see him speaking. You see him speaking about Ant. Like, Ant is finally starting to get it. Like, he can understand how he can control the game on both ends. And I think that's what's setting Ant apart
from a lot of guys. It's now he's guarding Murray this series. And, you know, one of my favorite games this regular season was the Timberwolves. It was in Minnesota versus Celtics. Yeah. And just his defensive presence late in the game, guarding Tatum and Brown.
Like, I was just like,
yeah, this kid's just different. And so it's going to be a really good series. I think Denver's going to respond like champs are supposed to, but I think this is going to be an amazing series, and I'm looking forward to it.
And you want to know what makes me most impressed, I guess, with game one or getting me hype is how Anthony Edwards is going up against Aaron Gordon. And Aaron Gordon is such a great defender. He gave Brown a lot of problems last series, and right now you see game one, he went straight for 43, and it's like, well, shoot, if they can't corral, that defense can't corral him right now, man. It's going to be downhill from here.
And I see where the MJ comparisons come in, you know, because when MJ had a smaller guy on him, he would take him to the block. And then when MJ had a bigger guy on him, he knew how to get him off the dribble, just get him on his heels and be able to pull up or go past him. And I think I saw the same thing with Ant. When he had a smaller defender on him or he had KCP on him, he was taking him to the post. Like, he'd do a tween, he'd do a turnout into a small post and just give him a little bit of his body, create space, and just turn and shoot over him. And then when you saw Aaron Gordon guarding him, it was a bink, bink. It was come have this dance on a perimeter, and your foot speed ain't what it need to be to get there.
I'm wondering, bro, because we always say great players really set the tone for, like, obviously Steph Curry changed the game. You know what I mean? Before that, you had guys like MJ change the game, or you had them really set the tone with three levels of scoring and going back to that. You think, you know, Devin Booker did a little bit when he went on the route to make it to the championship but didn't really win, but you think if AE keeps it up, he'll bring back the level of, like, you need to have all three levels of scoring like Anthony Edwards. So post up, mid-range. Remember back in 2012, 2013, when you were going to go visit, or I was meeting with new coaches, it was like, yo, am I going to get post-ups? And that was the year they started taking it out the game, and every coach is like, nah, I don't see my guards posting up. I don't see this. What, you mean a mismatch? No, I don't see us taking advantage of it. But do you understand what I'm saying? And that was – when you talk about, like, having one dominant player, or you look at, like, the Lucas, you look at the Tatums, you look at the James Hardens, unbelievable. But then when you look at, like, all three levels, they don't necessarily always score all three levels. But imagine how dominant they would be if they did. Could you imagine James Harden posting up a little guard? If he wanted to clear out a whole sideline, he would be going to the free throw line in his prime 20 times that night. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And mostly playing like a championship big. But, you know, shout out to the 10 threes a game guys. So,
but it's coming back. I think what they're realizing is, you know, size does matter. You know, you can pause that if you would like. But I'm saying I give a lot of credit to a guy that gets a lot of flack. Rudy Gobert's presence in game one was like that.
Yeah.
And the two bigs on the floor is looking like it's beneficial, or it's like, it's kind of like the chess match to go up against the Denver Nuggets. It's because they're lob threat. And so they can switch, you know, him or Kat can guard or can put their body in front of Jokic. I'm not saying stop, but then on those pick and rolls with Gobert playing in between, he's taking away the easy shot and he's taking away the lob. Like he blocked the lob and it was almost like a 2-on-1. And I was like, whoa, it's just a different look. And so that complete game is coming back, I feel like. And go ahead. Yeah.
And it also allows, when you have Gobert and he's getting in foul trouble, you no longer have your superstar Cat getting in foul trouble. So how many playoff games did you leave and you be like, man, Cat's in foul trouble because he's trying to guard the big man, then do this and a third. Like now you got to worry about Gobert in the paint, and then you take him out every blue moon, you got to worry about Cat lighting his ass up. Like, you know what I mean? Paul.
And well, I don't know if we can say Rudy is questionable tonight, but this ain't coming out till Wednesday.
Yeah, because he got his kid, right?
He got his kid, man. Fuck them kids. And you can put that on Rudy. You can put that on wax. I'm talking about everybody, my kids too. No, I'm playing. But no, it's coming back though. That, you know, because you talk about Shea, he'll put you on a block as well. And he'll put you on a block as well. And so it's coming back. You know, JT obviously is block work. Luka obviously is block work. And I really feel like it's going to come back. That mid-range is going to come back. The mid-range is really going to come back where you can get like a real – when you got a center that's dominant on the post. Now, Jokic is a dominant center, but he can play, you know, the way he passes the ball. You know, he throws you in a trick bag, but it's on the way. You're going to take the best shot. The elbow shots is what's going to come back. That's what's going to come back first, the elbow shot.
Yeah. I was in a group chat. They were talking about it's just one of those hypothetics. They were like, pick one, start one, bench one, cut one. And it was between Tatum, Luka Doncic, and Anthony Edwards. So clearly, you know, obviously I did JT, Luka, and Anthony. Most of my group chat was doing AE and everybody else fall in line. But I'm sitting down. I'm like, yo, don't forget how Luka hooping right now. Like, Buddy walked through the whole Clippers team. He had a bad 25-9-9 one night and said he needed to help Kyrie and just went dumb from there.
Thank you for mentioning that.
I'm like, don't trip, bro. And then even Tatum, I said, Tatum been doing it, like, it's almost getting boring. Like, we're almost, like, at the point of being like, yo, you going to win a chip yet? That's how many Eastern Conference Finals he done been to. And then, shit, like I just said, bro, Luka just had a year going for 73, 50, 60s. You know what I mean? The second highest point assist rebound combination since fucking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
But the God is back. Kyrie Irving. The God is back.
Yeah. And he's locked in. He almost looked like finals locked in defensively. He was guarding hard in a lot of stuff, G. A lot. He was doing a lot.
He was doing a lot.
I don't know, G. Shout out to Halliburton for how he's playing, because they went into a crazy battle with the Bucks. So I can understand in 17 and 10 games where, you know, you just might have to just grind it out. So snaps to him, but like, come on, my nigga. I don't want to see you in Paris, dog. Give your spot up to Kyrie so we can just do our thing. I'm being dead serious, G, because everybody want to see that shit, bro. But shout out to – but I will give his credit. We're talking to Mike Wilbon.
Mm-hmm.
And he was speaking like, you need the others. And last Olympics, Halliburton did step up and do the other things. He wasn't on the ball the whole time. He had a couple games where he hit four threes. He just played an all-around selfless game. And I agree. He'd be one of those guys that can really step in and try to help out the most he could. But Kyrie's just, man, come on, bro. Like 3 or 4 years, 90, 50, 40 is crazy, bro.
So now that we are complete with the first round, we are in the second round, the conference semis, DraftKings odds and their futures. Boston Celtics still taking the top spot at a plus 115. Denver Nuggets follow that up with a plus 425. Minnesota plus 550. OKC plus 850, Dallas at a plus 900, New York at a plus 1100, Indiana at a plus 5000, and Cleveland, which had a great 7-game series versus Orlando Magic, at a plus 8000. Finals MVP odds as well. Tatum still takes the top spot by a considerable margin at plus 170. Then comes Jokic plus 450. Then comes Ant plus 650. Then Shea plus 900. Jalen at a plus 1100, as well as Brunson, plus 1,100 as well. Interesting that Dallas does not have anyone in the top 6-7 of the odds.
Point forward.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you got to check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code POINTFORWARD. That's code POINTFORWARD for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you just bet $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restriction terms and responsible gaming resources.
Point. Forward.
You know, he said Pat Riley about Jimmy Butler. Damn, that's a harsh nigga, man. I wonder how Pat Riley is with his wife. That nigga cold. He cold, and he say what he say, boy. Like, but Jimmy Butler, playoff Jimmy was a whole thing. Damn, he missed one? Like, shit. You can't, like.
He don't play.
He don't play around. Nah, that's. You talking about accountability for your ass, big dog. He said he should keep his mouth shut if he ain't playing. I'm damn, folks. Second I get back, I'm on your ass, Skip. Second I will see you like late September when I come back. Don't talk to James Butler. That was crazy.
So, Evan speaking on Pat Riley on his season-ending press conference in regards to Jimmy Butler. And so Jimmy made some comments saying, you know, if he was playing, for sure, Boston would be at home. That's what he said. Boston would be at home. And for damn sure, the Knicks would be going home. And so it was an interesting conversation. He had a comment during the game. I think it was game 3 versus Boston where he said, you know, we're going to go up 2-1 and then I'll be back and we're going to finish him off. Something along those lines. And so obviously Boston took care of business favorably throughout the rest of the series. And Pat's season-ending press conference, he said, quote, if you're not on the court playing, you should keep your mouth shut. End quote. And so that was Heat President Pat Riley gave on his take of Miami's year and what might happen next for the organization. And then obviously those comments were geared towards Butler's supposed they're saying antics while trolling the Celtics. And Pat didn't sound too happy. He sounded very annoyed, to put it lightly, on his sentiments. And so I'm saying, put yourself in both shoes. Both individuals, you know, situation.
I mean, yeah, for one, what Jimmy said for sure. What he said, if I was playing, he had sent the Celtics home numerous times to the point where it almost looked like a sweep. You know what I mean? Or you even do the Knicks. You sit down as, you know, one of top players in the league. You're like, well, shit, if, like we say, and there's no diss to Jalen or anybody, but I think he feels confident in the Jimmy Butler versus Jalen Brunson head-to-head matchup as well. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. With this team. I guess where it's coming down to next, where you always say, well, shoot, if there's a possibility he does that, there's a possibility he always has you in playoff contention.
Yes.
Or, I mean, in finals contention.
Yes.
Like, that literally. Because I'm not, you know me, I'm not the biggest Jimmy Butler fan, but when I'm sitting here, it's like, nah, that's facts, that's facts. So now, at the very least, you're looking at a top four finish and a Larry Bird Award that he's playing an option into with going to the finals again. Mm-hmm. So now when you're coming down to that, it's like, well, shit, if he's playing you in the top four every year, do you sign that? Or do you take a break and be like, man, let me trade this off and restart everything? Because at the end of the day, I feel where Pat might be coming from. We have one whole max contract of trying to see if Jimmy can do it. Now he's going into his latter years. And although you have us in top four, it's like the Skip Saunders thing. Or Coach Saunders thing from Detroit. It's like, well, shit, we pretty much are stuck at the last step. We stuck at the last rung. Like, you good, but are you championship good? You tried it 4 or 5 times. We understand you get us over the hurdle, get us into position, but can you win it? And now he's going to be garnering what? A crazy, crazy deal, right? Extension?
Yeah, just like he can get extension 2 for like 60 per year. And it's exactly.
Bro, and you basically gave an invested in Evan Turner could get $60 million per year. That's basically what that nigga can get.
Yeah. Yeah. The numbers on the TV deal. The numbers they're reporting on the TV deal are crazy.
I think this is what bothers me, and it don't bother me because you get your money, bro. There's only 4 dudes that look like $60 million a year.
I can't.
All right, no, and that's real. Don't bring it up. And I'm just saying, like $60 million, like if Jimmy can get $60 million a year and Kyrie can't play for Team USA, what are we doing, dog? Like, shout out to the Pacers, but shit, are we gonna be seeing this hype fest? You have to find one more person to make up for $45 million a year, 17 and 8 Halliburton. For the next 3 or 4 years, you know what I mean? So let's just keep moving on.
No, because I wanted to, you know, touch on that a little bit. I think, you know, I understand where you're coming from. And it's coming from Pat Riley's side and where he's come from. I mean, a man's been in the finals every decade going back to the 70s, right?
That is crazy, yeah.
and has had a lot of success. And for a team that's been in the play-in two consecutive years,
Yeah, that's OD. Yeah. You can't forget that. Now, and sometimes, too, a lot of teams, but we made the play-in games. It's like, nigga, you was a 10th. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, even like the Bulls saying play-in games, and it's like, dog, like, y'all shouldn't. Bulls and Hawks literally gave up the play-in game, but whatever. Like, they, like, just keep going. But you're right. You're right about that. The play-in game.
And so, and you know, Pat doesn't believe in tanking. He doesn't believe in rebuilding. He just, he believes in being competitive year in, yeah, year out, no matter who's on their roster. And I think that speaks volumes to Spo and what he's had to deal with and the matchups. Cause I think a lot of people, cause I hope it wasn't a disrespect to the Heat players, because they were saying, you know, Spo can take, you know, some plumbers, you know, some office max managers, and still a playoff game. And it's not a knock on the players, but
well, they say two people out. And they said two people from the group chat, and he's gonna get you to, he's gonna get you in a position to win a playoff game. You're right about that.
Yeah, and he's not. And I think we're more looking at the roster that he's been handed with the injuries, and so yeah, with this guy out, that guy out. I think Tyler was out, and then Duncan back was out. He can only play limited minutes in the playoffs, and then Jaime was out. Yeah, the rookie was out.
Yeah,
like he had to deal with a lot, and so. You know, so I'm interested to see the summer. You know, you're having a lot of conversations. Like, there's always conversations of what moves teams should make once they're eliminated. Obviously, we've seen it with Philly. We've seen it with the Clippers. Obviously, we're seeing it with the Lakers. What's happened to that? And, you know, Miami and the Sixers, you have a lot of conversation. Who goes where? Orlando has a max slot and their priorities there. You know, New Orleans, they're talking about not giving Brandon Ingram an extension. Like, they trying, thinking about moving on from him, which I was like, whoa, now I'm thinking like you, you know, man, no. You're saying one guy's worth 60 and this guy's not worth.
Bro, Brandon Ingram. Yeah. Brandon Ingram in his position of wings is like top 5 pound for pound. It's not even a joke. Like, if he was like more of like an enigma or like even more of like a problem off the court, like say if he's a Kelly Oubre, he'd be way more appreciated in regards to personality. I never met somebody show up, do his work, shoot efficiently, and they'd be like, no, this is a problem. I'm like, nah, I know who the problem is over there.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
But speaking of other moves, you know, you saw that the Lakers moved on from Darvin Ham.
The Darvin Ham gang. They fired everybody. They put out that we fired the staff, not just Darvin Ham, everybody. I'm damn, folks.
And so there's been a lot of chatter of, you know, who the Lakers should go after next. And, you know, Ty Lue's name was thrown in there. And after they lost, Ty Lue spoke to, like, I'm in a great position. I know what I want to be. Mike Wilbon, who was just a guest, he had a great, I think he said something that people need to understand in terms of Tyrone Lue. He said, you got a wealthier owner with the Clippers, who is very excited to see his team win. And he has to beat the LA perception that it's just a Lakers town. And so there's no way he's going to let Tyrone Lue go.
Yeah.
So now you're seeing Jay Kidd's name thrown in there. But the Mavericks put into that quickly by giving him an extension as of Monday morning, afternoon. And so that's not happening. But give it's a thing to be a player for the Lakers, right? RIP, my man, Darius Morris, who just tragically passed last week. I know he played for the Lakers, but I'm speaking to playing for the Lakers is different. Like, it's a different animal being in that market. And I feel like it's the same for a coach as well. So you got to all those things factor in into like who you want your coach to be. So, you know, what type of coach do you think would best fit the current Lakers and the future Lakers? Because how many more years do you have with LeBron? You know, do you have a coach just for him now? Do you have one going forward? Like, what's your thought? A hybrid? You know, do you want a player coach? Do you
want a big Budenholzer coach? I'm randomly a Budenholzer fan. I'm not going to lie. And, I think Budenholzer, former Hooper, you know what I mean? I think one – obviously you went to several different teams and won at a high, high level, like multiple 60 win, you know what I mean, teams, won a chip and all that. But I think his X's and O's are really good. But I think Budenholzer has a way of communicating with people, and like to deal with Brian, you have to really be able to deal with Brian. Not so much manage, but you just got to be a confident individual.
Right.
You know what I mean? And Brian has to be able to trust you. And I think there's certain coaches where you're like, nah, you don't play with this man's ATOs, or you don't play with this, or you don't play with that. But I think at this latter part of Brian's career or whatever's going on, I think you need a great mind and a great office of mind to really tailor make a system for Brian where he doesn't really have to carry the load or the torch, or, you know what I mean, get equal opportunity, like, playmaking. They still have to, I mean, I don't know if D. Russ is going to come back, but you still got Austin Reeves. You still got a couple playmakers where you can make happen with. And then also, too, you sit there and you look at, like, the lob game with, you know, AD and stuff. So I feel as though Budenholzer has enough, you know, enough IQ to really set up a system that really be efficient from Brian and really, you know, be able to help him carry the load. Because a lot of stuff that occurred with the Lakers seemed like just off the court stuff, or sometimes it seemed like they just weren't practicing, dog. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, and when you do that, you just need a system to do so, and bring in the right type of people. I think one thing that occurs is Brian needs shooters, and I think that you know, Budenholzer has had a system. His last great player was Giannis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, and they were able to – they made Giannis – Budenholzer made the conversation of Giannis being a point guard still occur.
It's true.
And Giannis can't dribble, pass, or nothing for shit. So if he can do that with Giannis – if he could do that with – Budenholzer could do that with Giannis, what do you think he'd do with Brown? I'm just saying, like, realistically, bro, you'd be sitting there like, come on, my nigga. Like, that was not a no look. You pass it dead at him and you look that way. Like, I'm tired of looking at this shit, okay? It's a travel.
Point. Forward.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there, it's Matt Norlander with the CBS Sports Eye on College Basketball podcast. And yes, we are in the thick of the college hoop season. Our pod runs at least three times a week and covers everything you need to know, from the power conference team to the mid-majors, the scoops, the stories, game predictions, previews, huge recaps, everything. We cover it all. To find us, search Eye on College Basketball podcast wherever you get your pods.
Point. Forward.
Budenholzer, I didn't know. I wonder if his name's actually there. I mean, that would be interesting. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you just need a really good coach these like last couple years. Unless, I mean, I wouldn't be mad with you. You need somebody to be able to control that locker room and keep it real. And like when you sit in there, you don't need like a dick. You just need somebody to stern. And I feel as though like shit, you can even throw JJ in there in that sense.
Yeah, yeah, but he, I mean, he's never been a coach. I have no idea, so I don't have an opinion either way. I know he's a great basketball mind. I think he just does. He does such a great job what he does, and he's making good money now. I don't know why he would go to the headache. That's what I'm confused on.
Yeah, but when we spoke that one day to him, he was just like, why wouldn't I?
Yeah, I know. I remember.
Yeah, because you were talking about all the cons, and he didn't see no cons. He was literally like, no, I'm – and that's part of the battle, going to that dark side. Like, he ready for it, G. He literally was like, what you mean? Nah, I don't see that. Nah, he only see opportunity and shit. I mean, anytime you sign up for that Charlotte job, you want to do any motherfucking thing.
So that is a – bar.
That's the truth, man. It's like, fucking, man, you might as well go to Detroit next. when OKC start rebuilding, have them call you. Like, you know what I mean? They put a team in Arkansas, you go there as well, man.
Nah, I ayn't doing that.
What, Arkansas. The Fayetteville Falcons?
I don't even know how college coaches live in some of them places. They just got
You buy the zip code, don't you? That's basically what every college coach do. Like, man, we'll get you a big ass mansion. You come live here.
True story.
Point. Forward.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge, or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables. Ooh, yum! And how you get the most out of select can't miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Point. Forward.
So, Dre, looking at the past, looking at the current NBA playoffs, you got some teams in the playoffs right now. Obviously, the Cavaliers. You have the Thunder. The Pacers that used to have like crazy superstars that would make a crazy impact. Mm-hmm. So when you speak of the Pacers, Paul George was a former player that played there. That's where the PG-13 started. There was nothing exciting during that time, but it carried over. You look at the Cavaliers, they're going into a second round matchup with the Celtics, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You would say that, shoot, in order to be a championship contender team, they probably missing a strong three, man. In the likes of what would be a LeBron James, or even if you want to throw Kyrie Irving over there, but not really. And then you do last but not least, even Kevin Durant. Imagine what the Thunder would look like if he was playing a three or the four.
Mm.
Right?
Mm, that's interesting.
Who do you think would have the best odds? So do you think any of those teams would be a for sure championship team this year? And then who would have the best odds? And I want to throw in a wild card. Since we had him for our 100th episode, would Carmelo be decent with either the Knicks or the Nuggets? And I'm talking about like Nuggets right now. Shout out to my nigga Justin Holiday, but Justin Holiday getting some minutes, Melo could play. Okay? That's all I'm saying. But shout out my nigga Justin Holiday.
Well, the Nuggets, wow. Nuggets would be really, really unstoppable. Because I mean, people know how good Melo was. I don't think we have to explain it. I think it's just, you know, they don't like acknowledging greatness when they see it with how it looks and how it carries itself with such confidence. So let's put it right there. And then I will say, without these stars leaving, the teams wouldn't be who they are as well. So there's the caveat. But in saying that, KD would be amazing with OKC.
Oh, yeah, he would. Yeah, he would.
Really good with OKC, man. Like, that ball pops, it moves, it, but it gets to where it's supposed to go. Like, Shea doesn't go straight into his, you know, he doesn't go straight into his ISOs. The balls pop, pop, pop. Yeah. And if we don't have anything, he gets.
Yeah. And KD likes playing basketball the right way, for real. So when it's coming down to, like, that flow of the game and everything, he would be able to fit in easy.
Yeah, he would fit. And they would set up. Life would be easy for him there, too. Like, he could just get straight to it. He'd be very, very efficient in that system. I feel like PG would be really good with the Pacers. You got a pass-first point guard. You got a big that can pop and shoot it. You know, you got a lot of energy with them young guys. You know, Pacers would be scary. Like, the Pacers would be scary.
Yeah, but I think their kryptonite would always be what it is. Like, either Halliburton would have to mature into, like, the go-to game ender, which he's had some moments, or PG is just going to...
He put Pat Bev on this. He put Pat Bev.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. But I'm just saying at that high, high level. Like, I'm like, No disrespect. Yeah. No, come on. That's a Halliburton matchup might be cakewalk to certain people, G. Like, you know what I mean? Like, coming down the stretch. Like, that's not in no disrespectful sense. But then I'm just saying, because that's the only best option, because PG has a history of not showing up. Which is an understatement. Just the other day, and I never met a human that will let a media rumor drive his like energy or personality. Like, somebody's like, I heard he going to Philly, and that nigga's like, you know what, I'm going to Philly, G. But like, I could bet any guarantee he's like, you know what, I started looking at real estate in Philly. Do you know how soft that team gonna be if him and B go together? It'll probably be one of the most disappointing, like, just unbelievable talented. It'll probably be the most skilled duo ever since Kobe and Shaq. That's an understatement. And then it'll probably be the, and B to be hurt, and PG gonna be Paulo. And I mean, like, saying that, and that's the truth, shit.
I mean, but and what you're saying, I'm basing off what you said. That would be a tough scenario in Philadelphia, just based on how the noise, you know, seeps through the culture of the sports franchises.
And do you know how tough you got to be to play? So tell me one more thing. Before people go there, you have to be very tough to play there. So you tell me, anybody getting traded there, would it be like, could they handle it? If you know what I know.
We live in a different world, like, on social media, how it affects people. And, like, it's so, because I feel like we went through that before social media. Like, every day it was something different with some level of hate. And so you got to just accept it. And I was very comfortable in my skin. I think that's what helped me just get through it, was I really didn't care what people thought of me. Like, Black kids made fun of me for being smart. White kids made fun of me for hanging with the hood Black kids. So I've seen it my whole life. So I really didn't care what people thought about me. And if you don't have that understanding, or that's, you know, you don't see yourself in a certain way to be comfortable with yourself, that ain't the place.
No, you just don't know how bad or how, like, unreasonable they are, G. Like, sometimes, like, bro, there's no way people act like this. There's no way a whole city, like, a man with his family comes to the game and be like, hold on, baby, let me act a fucking fool. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no way, bro. And that's the case. That's truly the case. Sometimes, like, bro, I ain't had shit to do with this, bro. Like, there'll be Philly fans. At one point, Donovan McNabb was just getting called out for no reason for years.
Best player in franchise history.
Playing with broken ribs. Every game, he fucking up his afro, looking crazy because he's wearing a helmet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the sacrifices he made.
I got a question for you.
What it is?
What's the scenario? Well, we've been hearing a lot of talk of KD because people just like talking about KD. That's a gift and a curse. I mean, I think we just enjoy the way he plays the game of basketball, how good he is. But more likely to happen, him going back, because we're talking about their current stars going back to their former teams. You think it's more likely KD goes back to OKC or to the Warriors? I think it'll work if he went to the Warriors.
I think it'll work if he went to the Warriors as well, bro. I would love to see him go back to the Warriors.
He should have never left. I wish he would have stayed.
What made it bad is, like, when you.
It's your fault. People like you.
Like me, shit. After I heard what I heard, bro, hell yeah, it's my fault, bro. This punk ass should have never went. Just finish off a 3-1 series versus some beige niggas, man. It still don't make no sense. Like, he need to go somewhere where it's like a big dog there. So, like, bro, we not losing. That's it, bro. KD is too goddamn good, G. Like, it's crazy. Like, sometimes you just sit there, like, what else do you want? And we come up every year. It's like, yo, he wasn't comfortable with the system. He wasn't comfortable with this and a third. It's like, bro, that shit's starting to get ridiculous, bro. Because
it's amazing what you said. He came off Achilles at 30, and he's 35, 36, averaging 27, 7, and 5. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Achilles, like nothing. He played with other superstars since. So he could have been averaging like 35, 36.
Impressive.
And like, shit, man, it's the saddest. If his toe wasn't so big, G, you have a championship, G. That week of basketball is the craziest shit ever.
Yeah, that was wild.
So
that was wild.
Point Forward.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Point Forward. Don't forget to follow Point Forward on social media and subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. We appreciate you listening. See you next week.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.